on Evan Hultin's farm outside Princeton, Illinois. Corn is king this year. In fact, it's the only crop you'll see in his fields.
No beans this year for us. After about 3 months of the trade war, it was pretty clear that the president had long-term goals in mind. And at the time, my dad and I talked, and we were way more comfortable with our ability to produce high-yield corn.
Hultin's decision comes after a tumultuous year for soybean prices, affected mostly by the trade dispute and resulting tariffs China imposed on the crop in retaliation for U.S. tariffs on imported Chinese steel and aluminum.
After that, we lost anywhere from about $1.50 to $2 a bushel. Definitely been weighing in on our farm and our operation and what we've been able to do and what we plan to do.
As trade talks between the U.S. and China continue without an agreement, so does the uncertainty, says Illinois Farm Bureau economist Michael Doherty.
We're watching the futures market price for soybeans fluctuate based on the latest news of whether or not we're making progress. Is it real that we're going to get back to a normal trading relationship with the Chinese?
Doherty says the record amount of soybeans still waiting to be sold makes the situation even more difficult for farmers.
We have more beans in storage right now than we've ever had in the history of the United States. So we are sitting on a mountain of soybeans. And how long is it going to take us to unwind that? We have well over a billion bushels of soybeans in the United States. We're selling it far less rapidly and in smaller volumes than we normally would at this point in the year. And so that's weighing the market just to simply have that gigantic inventory of soybeans.
For Evan Hultin, the decision to skip the beans isn't an easy one.
It takes so much more capital to raise an acre of corn than an acre of beans, so we had to borrow more money. Interest rates are rising.
Higher costs mean lower overall profits for Hultin. And while the U.S. Department of Agriculture forecasts a modest increase in overall farm incomes this year, Doherty is not as optimistic.
I would expect we will have one of the worst farm income years we've had out of the last 5 or 6 years is what we're looking at for 2019.
Hultin hopes that everything else he can't control, like the weather, works in his favor, so his decision to only plant corn isn't one he'll regret.
We'll see. I guess time will tell.
Kane Fairbaugh, VOA News, Princeton, Illinois.